Sanlun Ti Kong. So literally means the three spheres of body that is empty. Yeah, or the emptiness in terms of these three categories. That whenever anything happens, or whenever you do anything, there's these three categories to consider. Yeah, and they are, firstly, so let me just write down what's going on. So, three categories. Of emptiness. So, the first category is 作者. Yeah, so let me just list it down. 作者, 事物, and 受者. So the first category, 作者, means the doer. Yeah. So in any activity or any interaction, there is the doer, yeah, or agency. Yeah, the person who is making it happen. Okay. It can be a person, it can be a group of people, or an organization as well. So the first one is the doer. Second is the object, yeah, or in some cases is the event itself, yeah. It may be that you give something, so then there's the giving and the thing you give itself, yeah. Or it can be something less material, yeah. Something less material. Maybe you offer help, yeah. Oftentimes when you offer help, it's not something tangible, physical, yeah. But it's the whole process, okay. And then lastly, it is the recipient, yeah, the beneficiary, the person that you are rendering help towards, yeah, or you are doing something towards. Okay, so doer, and then the recipient, and the act, or the object. Okay, or should it be subject? Yeah, object. Okay, so there's these three categories. So the interesting thing is that, well, on one hand, we say that there's the doer. We say that the doer is empty. Empty of any inherent self. Mm. To put it simply, no doer. Mm. Yeah. Or more correctly, yeah, when you really go down to the gist of it, it is that there's no permanent doer. Mm. Is there a doer? There is. Yeah. If there's no doer, then what is happening? Yeah. Is there someone speaking now? Say yes. Yes. Yeah. Is there someone listening? Yes. Yeah. Then is there something said? Yes. But in this teaching it says, no, no, no. Yeah. It says, if you think that there's someone speaking, think again. Yeah. Again, not that there's no one speaking, but no substantial permanent entity that is speaking. For that matter, all of you see a different person speaking. You understand? If we say that there's a person speaking, it assumes that it's the same person. But the truth is, all of you perceive a different person speaking. Physically, maybe yes. Yeah, that's only. I hope you all only see one person here. You know, how long have you been in Singapore?
3 days.
3 days? Oh, and how long more are you going to stay here?
Me, only 3 more days.
3 more days?
She's just visiting me.
Visiting, okay, and you have been here for?
I've come and go.
But you know about the Ghost Festival?
Yes.
Ah. Okay, good. Yeah, so in case once in a while you see more speakers. So. Yeah. I'll share with you more later. Yeah. So, even as we speak, each of you will perceive a different speaker. For the two of you, is this the first time you see a monk?
No.
So you already have an idea of a monk. So when you came here, you see, okay, yep, more or less the same. Yeah. Maybe the color of the robes is slightly different. Maybe that monk speak English or don't speak English. So minor variants. yeah, but by and large enough to fit in with your definition, yeah. So we say there's actually a monk in each of you. If you see a monk outside, there's already a monk inside you, yeah, and it more or less matches. Then, as you experience it, then you conjure up another monk. Yeah, so there are three monks. One that is physically outside, but the one physically outside is actually not called monk. It's just conventionally called monk. Yeah, by the conditions, then we say it's a monk. By itself, any part, is there anything monkly about this hand? How about the hair? How about these spectacles? How about this? Is there anything monkly about this? This is tricky, huh? If you say no, then what am I wearing? But if you really examine, this is just ordinary thread, isn't it? Yeah? It's just that piece together, and then because you all recognize this as the Sangha, the Sanghati, yeah? Or the monk's robe, then you think this is monk's robe. So even as we speak, the so-called doer is really a collection of different factors and conditions coming together. Yeah. Not quite like what we readily perceive to be a singular monolithic entity. That we say, this person did this, that person did that. And then there's the act itself. Yeah. The activity, the thing that the person do, or the object. Yeah. In the case, if let's say you give something, then there's an object. Like, let's say when now that I'm speaking, there is the speech, right? Yeah, that is being transmitted. But now if I were to 忽然间用华语的话,我还是在讲, 但是你们有一些就听不懂了。 那如果我忽然间讲 Hokkien, 我们也不知道。如果我们用广东话,笑死人了。So, just because it's speech doesn't mean that it is cognizable. Yeah. So for it to be, let's say, in this case, speech, for the speech to be a teaching, there are so many things required. Yeah. Plus the state of your mind as well. Even if you can understand it, like in English, but you need to be in the right frame of mind with the right understanding, then you see it as teaching, you know, and also the emotional state. Yeah. So there are so many things on the side of the receiver that shapes whether this object is this or that. Yeah. So even the act or the object itself, yeah, is empty in nature. And likewise, the recipient. Yeah. The recipient is also not a fixed, monolithic, tangible, substantial, permanent entity, yeah, that we quite naturally perceive. Yeah, but it is actually a lot more fluid, dynamic, conditional. So there are these three categories or layers, if you will, of emptiness. Yeah, for more information on emptiness, yeah, Tanha Sutra. Yeah, I have a 10-week course on this. So the gist of it is that what we perceive, what we see as something very solid, yeah, is actually empty of any inherentness. Yeah, that inherent nature don't exist.